Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we have another week of interviews, but before we get to that, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm so good. I had a friend get married in Ottawa, so I flew in from Vancouver for the wedding. And then my stepfather has a cabin in like the Gatineau's in Quebec. So we went there after the wedding because apparently late September is like the most beautiful. All the leaves had turned colors. I just felt like, it was sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
And then it actually got kind of hotter than sweater weather where I didn't need it. And
no,
so
it's quite warm around here.
Yeah, that's like it. So it was fabulous. I did some yoga on the dock, just really like resting from a super jam-packed, fun, grateful summer. Just a nice beat to just be home with family. So I'm here for a little bit. So I'm actually in my parents' house right now podcasting. You can have it all, SQ cuties. You can have it all.
You and I always end up at some kind of parents' house podcasting at some point. Like it's just like I'm in my parents' I'm in my parents' bedroom just podcasting while they're just like off doing fun things. And here I am podcasting.
How are you?
I'm really good. Since we last talked, I've had a really chill, low-key thing. I've just been preparing for. I could probably say it.
You've got it. We got to promote it. Yeah.
We could probably say it. I have been preparing for our very first not fan expo, like our very first non-expo live show that we are going to be having in Banff. The ticket link is live already. We've already posted it. It's probably been up for a week. So here's hoping it's sold out. But if it's not, please get your tickets to see us in Banff for Semi-Qualified Queens live. Very excited for that.
I'm so excited, Juice. This is going to be like,
me too.
It's like our baby. I feel like it's the perfect chance. So any SQ cuties, if you're going to Banff, Alberta for Pride, check us out. It's going to be a really fun, intimate evening. It's like the recorded podcast on steroids and with way more live entertaining fun things.
Yes, definitely.
I'm excited. Juice made a mix. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's a lot different than something I normally do too, because we're doing
I'm pushing
together.
You out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
I was like, what if we be zany, kooky, funny ladies?
Let's be zany and kooky. So we're doing something like that. It's gonna be a really great show. We've got super fun things laid out for it already. It's not just gonna be me and Cynthia sitting there and quietly staring at each other. We've got a lot of really cool stuff happening. So if you can get
I like when your eye twitches when you say kooky. You're like, kooky. I don't wanna be kooky. Yeah.
I just want to be pretty. I love that. But in the middle of preparing for that, I had a really old friend come and visit Alex. You know Alex, who used to be my little business partner. He came up to visit for the weekend, and can I shout something out right now? Is that cool?
Of course. He's working on a really cool project.
He's working on this really cool project called Thread right now. So if you guys go to YouTube and go Thread IPF Teaser 2023 and give it some views, he'll be able to develop this like really incredible queer sci-fi horror web series that hopefully will eventually turn into something bigger. It's really cool, and I just want it to thrive. So we chatted a lot about that while he was visiting, but it was just like, for me, it was just like a really chill weekend. Like I didn't do much.
Sometimes you need those though, right?
Oh my God, I love those. Clean the house, played video games. Yes. I've almost finished Disney Dreamlight Valley. It's fabulous.
Oh, you're doing well.
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm also trying to get a physical for my doctor in Canadian healthcare. That's a whole other story. But with that being said, let's get to our guest this week.
Speaking of someone who might understand tough healthcare situations.
Hey, oh my God, Americans, yes. We have Selena S. Titties on the show this week. Very exciting.
Yes.
Our very first season 15 girly that we get to chat to.
It was I know, 15, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. She's so cool. She's so cool. Honestly the best for coming on the podcast. Really, really funny. I think she had maybe been out a long night before.
I don't know if she had slept at all.
I was going to say, I think the night had continued into today.
The day.
The recording.
Because it's 1 p.m. for her when we're recording. So if any sleep had happened, it was only maybe an hour or two, you know? So, and I love that for her. I love that for her. She's going to be, she's in her 30s. I'm in my 30s. I would be bouncing back for 3 weeks.
I would be dead.
But I love that she can do that and she can still be a consummate professional.
Those LA girls, they're pros.
They're built different.
You've got her number, right? Do you want to dial her in?
I think I will. Beep, 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 boop, beep, 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 beep. Whip sound.
All right. She is our favorite body girl. We are so excited to have her on. Miss Selena S. Titties. Hi, Diva.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh my Somebody God. Didn't. So full transparency, SQ Cuties. Selena had a late night, so I'm excited to see how this interview is going to go.
Yeah, I'm a little DeLulu today, so I'm excited.
It'll be like a really like chill, like really like sleepy, as if we're all just cuddling in bed kind of interview.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. I wish.
It's so soft.
That's so nice.
From coast to coast. Okay, so right off the jump, very stereotypical drag interview question. What does your name mean? Like, break it down for the sad
we're two white
girls. Yeah. Break it down.
Oh, it has so many layers and so many meanings. Let me give you one of them. Because I feel like every podcast, like, they always ask that. So I'm like, I'm going to give a different answer on every podcast. So
I like that.
Guys, period. Okay, cool.
I'm going to say, I have man boobs. Like, I legit have man titties. Like, I always have ever since I was little. And so I hate them. They're, like, my biggest insecurity. Mm-hmm. So I think S titties is a way for me to own my man boobs and empower myself. Like, my biggest insecurity, like, my drag. And, like, S titties is this, like, everyone loves titties. Blah, 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 blah. But, like, I fucking hate my titties. So it empowers
me. Why don't you
to,
like your titties?
Love my body. My man titties? Oh my God. I'm that fat girl at the pool who has a shirt on. That's me. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Like, but that, like, I'm over here just like benching as much as I can to get titties. Like,
but it's like the titties that go like this, not like
so the direction. The direction is
it's the direction of the titties. Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Selena, I'm sure your titties are beautiful. You got to look in the mirror and you've got to hold your titties and be like, I love you.
Yes, that's what I gotta do. Yes.
But you're like, that's not what I'm gonna do.
But it's like when they're like jiggling. But when I'm in drag, I love it. It works. Okay. It's such a weird thing. Out of drag, I'm like, well, but in drag, I'm like, yes.
I'm obsessed. I mean, we all have our little insecurities.
So you've taken it on. You own it now. It's your
exactly.
Narrative.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you found, Selena found the love in the titties.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we have to dive in. I know we're not going to touch too much on the nitty gritty of Drag Race, even though your run was iconic. But the runways, your runway looks were conversation starters. I feel like there were elements to it that I was like, that just makes the mind wonder.
Makes the mind move.
You know what I mean? It was very interesting. And this is where Juice and I all season we were watching, and we have decided that you are an undercover body queen. Like every time I would see you covered up so much, we wanted more of Selena. Like every time you would walk down the runway, I was like, we want her to take off one more layer so we could see you and that body. Looking back,
there was
on your
one
run,
point where you were just in like a bathing suit, and we both were like, oh yeah, body. Oh, she looks
one
so
of
hot.
Our looks, literally one of our favorite looks. I was like, you don't need to wear much, hun.
It's so wild, right? For real. And like, thank you. you know what's so crazy? So like, when we were getting ready for Drag Race, it was also like DragCon is getting ready as well. Mm-hmm. And I wanted a brand new body for the show. And the person who was making me like my body was so busy preparing for DragCon that they weren't able to focus on me at all, which was fine. Mm. They're getting ready their own thing. So I had been getting ready for with like this old body of mine. And then the day before I left, they gave me my new body, which was like the really thick pads I was wearing in the whole beginning of the season. And like, I didn't do any fittings with those pads. It was kind of a wild that I did that and like wore the bigger pads. And then it was the Beyonce runway that I went back to my old pads because the judges were like, you're a little too thick. Like, it's almost too much. So then I went
body
to my
shaming.
old pads, and then they're like, this is your body, it's perfect. And I was like, well, this is my original body. Yeah.
Oh, it's the one that it's it the was, one that you sat with. It was the one that you were comfortable with. Oh.
Yeah.
See, so drag queens, if you're listening, you've got to wear your padding to the fitting that you'll wear for the final day, because, you know, it'll change. It'll completely change the fit of some of that stuff, right? Because that actually, that no shade, but that does make sense. I had at one point, because I think maybe Juice and I were picking up on that. I'm a stickler for fit. Sometimes it's just like, oh, just a little pinch here, a little pinch there. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wild how pads can just dramatically change our silhouette?
Yeah, and I had no idea how much bigger those pads were until I was like wearing them. But also when you're there, you're like, bitch, it is what it is. Keep going.
Yes.
Now, are you a body girl now? Like, are you like out living your life and just like tiny little outfits, like with your pussy out?
No, I should be, though.
It's
so interesting because, like, after you're done with Drag Race, like, you can just wear whatever you want. Like, you can wear, like, off the rack. You can wear Amazon. Like, no one questions it. But, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, it has to be custom. It has to be, like, I have to have a new look every time, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know. I feel like I watch a lot of girls and I'm like, girl, that's H&M.
I mean, it's kind of nice that you have a standard for yourself. Like, there is a lot of our sisters who wear absolute fucking garbage, you know, so it's nice that you have like a really nice standard for yourself.
No, but no, it's not a standard for myself at all. I'm just insecure and scared.
Oh my god.
So I'm like, oh my god, it has to be custom. But no, I'm like, I wish I could buy like little hoochie dresses. I mean, I always love wearing like those little, I don't know, I feel like Estitties is a Fashion Nova model. Like, she is,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you can see her on Fashion Nova. Like,
so, Selena, I want you to buy a little hoochie dress and do like a hot little number with your little bum out.
I know. I was always that girl before Drag Race too, who like, I wouldn't wear a panty, or if I did, I always had like some little pubic hair attached to my panty. I was always that girl.
Really?
Yeah.
So you came up in LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So were you like a party girl, like in LA?
It's so interesting. You know, on the audition tape, they always ask you like, what's the drag scene like in your city? And answering that every year for LA, like I kind of landed on like the drag scene in LA is very LA. Like it's less about performance and more about like being a socialite or like, you know, like looking good and like collecting your tips. Like it gives very LA, like VIP, like who you're hanging out with in the club, blah, blah, blah. I feel like that kind of is the scene, at least in West Hollywood. It's not very performance based, and I always said the way I stand out is because I am more performance based. Like, I consider myself more a New York style drag queen in a way, but in LA, because they're very different. It's very theatrical. I love doing mixes and like acting stuff. So
I saw your Everybody on Mute, but it was like 100 of them. Like, you kept doing.
Yeah. I did like a Renaissance mix, and like I kept throwing Everybody on Mute in between each transition, and they were never able to get it. And some faggot in the audience was always like, shut the fuck up. It was so good.
Okay, speaking of the Renaissance tour, Selena, did I hear that you got ready in front of the venue?
Yeah,
you got ready in drag, like in a car? Okay, I was going to say, I was like, how to break this down for me. Why were you getting ready there? Why couldn't you? What? Tell me everything.
I didn't want to be corseted like on the drive in LA. Like, there's so much traffic, and we had left so early so we can avoid traffic, but it was still traffic. Because I didn't want to be sitting in the car like corseted and like everything. So I just had my wig on in the car, and then we got there so early that I like got ready outside of the venue, and then we went and waited in line, and we got there at 4 o'clock. Mind you, she doesn't go on till like 9:30. So I was in drag just like waiting from 4 to 9. And I had Beehive A, which is like right next to the stage, like right in the front. So I was just making sure we had the best seat possible, and we showed up. And also for her, it was her birthday show. They had like the this like one of a kind t-shirt only for her birthday. So we're like, we need to get there early enough to get the t-shirt, and we almost didn't get the t-shirt. My friend,
are you wearing it right now? Is that the one?
No, it's in the closet, but it's white, and it says Beyonce's birthday party.
That's cute. That's
super cute. Yeah,
that's cute. How did you pee?
I didn't. I don't pee.
Fabulous.
I didn't drink nothing. I held it in. And I'm like, honestly, halfway through the show, I was getting delirious. Like, I was like, I couldn't feel my feet. I couldn't feel my head. it was worth it. It was so worth it.
Good. We didn't go. No.
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 Oh.
She came to Canada. I just, I have so many bills that I just couldn't afford it. For me, I was like, it's that or eat. And I was really hungry. Mm-hmm. So I just couldn't, I couldn't afford it.
It's going to be in theaters December 1st. Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of obsessed. She's so smart. Cause I was so on the fence. And now I'm like, well, I'm obviously going to go to the fucking movies. That's like so easy.
Oh my God. Will you get tickets to that?
Will you be in it, Selena? How does this work? Are they going to be like crowd shots everywhere? I want B-roll of every queen that was at this.
Honestly, this I think it might happen. There's a moment where like there's transition and
was there a big fancy camera near you? Hair flip?
Yes, there was a camera right in front of me, so I was like looking at it and I was like waiting. And then the minute I saw myself on the screen, it was Single Ladies that was playing, so I like started doing Single Ladies choreography.
Yes,
and I ended up on the screen that day of her birthday. So if they could use that, that'd be.
could use that clip, that would be fabulous.
That would be just fabulous.
Yeah, if y'all hear me, Parkwood, Beyonce.
Beyonce is a listener. You know, she does listen. Yeah.
Oh, word.
Yeah. From time to time.
Of course. Tina. Episode. Tina listens. You know, Tina listens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tina
listens. Oh, amazing. But so you have some other projects kind of on the go. You just wrapped up Amigas. No, I want to make sure I'm saying this right. Is Amigas y Amores?
Yes.
Period.
Say it right.
So how did that all come about? Was that like your idea? Was that your baby?
Mm-hmm. I am like, there was a time when I was so not, I was like over the drag scene. Like I was like, the girls were being catty. Didn't want part in any drama. So I was like, I'm not going to fuck with that. So I started doing like a lot of online content back in the day before TikTok was a thing. I did a lot of like long form videos on YouTube that were like parodies, like of different movies and stuff. So like acting and like writing scripts, and like I used to put the camera up and edit it myself, and like I used to do everything. I'm one of those bitches who like I will learn how to use the software just so I can like be able to like do it myself, so I can do exactly what I want. So then I knew like on Drag Race, I'm like a sitcom, or I always had these ideas for like different sitcoms for myself. So when I got off the show and I signed, I was in talks with like PG, my management. I told them like my idea for like my sitcoms and all these things. And they're like, oh, well, let's do one for YouTube, or YouTube channel. And so then I literally wrote the script for Amigas y Amores while we were shooting the finale, like that week. I wrote 10 episodes in a week, and then we had 2 days to shoot everything. So we shot the entire series in 2 days, and I like booked my friends and like bought all the outfits and things and like made it happen in 2 days. It was sickening.
Oh, that's only awesome. You did it all days? Yourself.
That's so intense. Oh my goodness. Wild. They must have been long days. Like imagine like nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy, but we got it like worked out so smoothly, and I had all these like different celebrity guests a part of it who were just like, I'm here to help, like I'm here, and they just, it was so easy. It was so easy. But
I love that.
Yeah, and it's just a cute little series on YouTube, and I love that people, whenever people watch it, I'm like, you watched it, and like it feels so good.
Oh yeah, I mean it was very fun. It was very dramatic.
Yeah,
very, very, very drama, very fun.
Just silly, yeah.
Is there a season 2 in the works? Like, are you working to expand this at all? Maybe a movie?
Not right now. I think maybe next year sometime that could happen. But I am working on like a script for a horror movie for myself. Like,
oh my God, tell us everything.
Is it like a drag one?
Yeah, I just want to kill drag queens. I just want like, I want to cast like all my season 15 sisters and just kill all of them. You know what I mean?
Get out your rage through art.
Yeah,
That's how you do it. Like, hypothetically. I'm only killing you hypothetically.
Yeah, it's not a real dad.
It's art. It's for the art.
Can we take that shot one more time? I just need to get it for the art.
Yeah, I didn't hit her hard enough. We just gotta... So you're a big horror buff then? Because I'm only saying that because your Twitter, you've been posting a lot of, like, as if you're in the movie kind of tweets. I've noticed that a lot.
People are liking that, right? I was like, every cute. Day I'll just post a new little movie. I do. I mean, I hated horror movies growing up. I was so scared of Chucky. Like, I remember I would pee myself in the theater. Like, I'm such a scaredy cat. But I think horror is such a fun way to, like, it's just like the most heightened version, like a telenovela, right? It's like the most heightened version of scenarios in someone's life. Like these extreme, like a girl crawling out of the TV to kill you. Like, what? That's scary. That's crazy. I mean, as an actress, like to be in that situation, that's kind of crazy. So I'm a big fan of scary movie, and like scary movie 1, 2, 3, like are my... I it's like where I get my humor from. So parodying horror stuff is like, I love that.
So what's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, wow. Can you say it like the voice?
I was trying. What's your favorite scary movie?
Actually, can we do like the phone call? Like where you're...
Oh, oh my God, what is it? What's the line?
Just say anything. Make them up.
Wait, what's your favorite scary movie?
Hello?
You got a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, do you need a boyfriend?
Yes.
You want to watch a scary movie?
Yeah.
This is great improv. Yes and. Yes and.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I just keep saying yeah.
Yeah.
Selena took the yes and very literally. Like,
and she went, yes.
I got very excited. Yes.
Yes. Okay, she's like, I've always wanted to get fucked by Ghostface.
Actually, honestly, bravo juice for those improv skills. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I just watched Scream last night. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Season.
I watched the newest Scream that had came out.
So good.
It came out when I was writing Amigas y Amores, and I had written a whole parody. Did you see the last one that came out?
Courtney Cox is in that one, right? She's back in it. Kick you.
And there's like a lady who died in the alley. Like, I had rewritten a whole scene where like Selena's like in the alley and Ghostface is killing her, and then like the mask comes off. Oh, it was right when Lucy had to like said my name to send me home.
Okay.
And so Lucy. I had this whole parody where the mask came off and it was Lucy. So I had like bought everything to like film it, but I never shot it.
Oh, that would have been so funny. And right before the final blow, she says, "Let loose." Yeah. Very oh bad. My God. I want more. I want Selena Estiti's horror films. Like, that's what I want.
I know.
You're
too.
So kind. I think me you too, should. Next Halloween.
This Halloween, maybe. We'll see.
Ooh, that's a quick turnover, but if you can put it together, bitch.
We'll see.
Do you have ideas for where you're gonna be for Halloween this year? Do you have any big looks?
No, I'm in Portland, Maine, which also there's a Portland in Maine. I thought there was only Portland in Oregon. Anyways,
we're in Canada, babe. I have no idea where that is.
Of course. It's like I'm gonna be like on the East Coast on the 28th, but then I'm back in LA for Halloween night, and I don't know what I'm doing yet. I'm the worst at like Halloween costumes. I'm not good at all.
Are you like a black lipstick kind of girl? Like,
no, I'm a fucking weird ass. Like, I will not have a costume, and then I'll be like, oh look, a bald cap. Let me be a frog, and then I'll paint myself like a fucking frog. I don't know, it's so weird. I'm the worst. One year I went as Kermit the Frog, and it was just the scariest thing in the entire world.
Is that the year with the bald cap?
Yes. Let me show you. Oh my
singing
God.
The Rainbow Connection just around.
There was like this meme when Kermit was like,
didn't I like, do it for you?
Oh my God, didn't I do it for you?
Kermit.
there's this meme where like Kermit is talking to himself, but he's wearing like a hood. Do you remember
that? Yes. Yeah. That one.
That meme was like really viral at the time. So I'm like, I'm going to be this meme. I'm going to pull up a photo. It is so horrible. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
And that was last year? Or this was just a random year?
This was a random year, like a couple years ago. I'm such a weirdo. I don't know why I did this to myself.
So Halloween looks are typically a little thrown together last minute. Do you know what you're doing, Juice? I don't know what I'm doing yet.
I'm probably going to buy a Spider-Man outfit and sit around my house. I don't have any Halloween gigs.
Oh, fair. You should stone it. Fully stoned.
I love when the TikTokers wear the Spider-Man and then you can see everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mostly why I'm buying it.
There was a couple of those at Fan Expo.
Is that it?
So stupid.
Oh, bitch.
I mean, I just painted myself green and I had this ball cap. It was so dumb.
You didn't even need a ball cap. You were wearing a hood.
I know. But this was probably one of my best Halloween costumes when I was like,
Pennywise. Oh, for those of you who can't see, she's Pennywise. And it looks very, it's cunt. Like, it looks good.
Holy shit. And I had like vagina teeth.
You better work, vagina teeth.
Yes, that was sick.
Oh, vagina teeth. I love when my vagina has teeth in it. I prefer it.
Before you showed the screen, I wasn't sure if it was going to be a vagina on your face or teeth on your genitals. I wasn't sure which one we were going to get. And then you showed the screen.
I mean, they both have lips, so.
Have you seen the movie Teeth?
Yes, and then I've heard of this. Scary.
I'm just getting into horror movies, so I missed all those like old ones because they were like when I was a kid, I was like, I don't want to think about a vagina with teeth. That's terrifying.
I don't know if you wanted to think much about a vagina, period. Jeez.
Yeah. Honestly, vaginas when I was younger and I had internalized homophobia, yes. But now that I am a fully realized adult man, vaginas are magical, wonderful, beautiful things.
Oh, we love them.
They create life.
But at the time, you weren't thinking much of them.
No, I wasn't thinking much of them. But I had a friend strip the other day and she took her panties off and the whole place smelled like roses. And I was like, that's her vagina.
Yes. I love her vagina. Pussy power.
The girlfriend experience, rose smelling vagina. But speaking of the girlfriend experience, I don't know why I said that.
What's the Selena S. Titties experience? Like, what would you say you bring to the table as a queen that you know none of your sisters are going to do? Like, when you come to a show or when you show up, you know you're going to, what's your flavor? I want to hear it out of your brain. How would you describe Selena?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so interesting. I did Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball, and they kind of brought up a point that I never really acknowledged before, which is like, Big Dipper was like, do you think part of the conundrum of you in Drag Race was like, that like, you're painted so pretty, like you have a very pretty face, but then it's like you're doing a very campy style of drag, but you have a pretty face. So it's like, usually like campy drag queens, they don't have the most gorgeous face. And so we're just like, oh, ha ha ha, look at this clown. But like, I'm very pretty in drag. And like, RuPaul would always be like, you're gorgeous. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. And like, Ru lived for my makeup. So like, that was an aspect. Like, I am very pretty, but I'm like wearing everything, right? So it's like this like duality of like the camp and outrageousness, but with like a gorgeous face. So I feel like when I'm performing, I can step out and like, I'm very gorgeous and pretty. But then I'm doing like, I'm like taking a shit on your uncle. Like, you know what I mean? Or like, I mean, that was horrible.
No, please do take a shit on your uncle. That's what I want.
But I'm like, I'm doing like the most craziest thing. And like I said, like I'm very theatrical and I love acting. So I give that, like, I feel like my Celine Dion lip sync is very like reminiscent of what it's like to see this Titties experience. Like, she's gorgeous, but she's like, you know, eating ass at the end of the day. Like, so
she's gorgeous with a bit of grunge, you know?
Yeah, I feel like people are like, because usually in LA, at least, the really pretty ones are just really pretty, right? And they stand there and they're just gorgeous and you're gagging because they're so gorgeous. But like, I'm pretty, but I can also do like X, Y, and Z. So I feel like that's kind of like a fun aspect of the STDs experience. And I'm a dancer too, so I love choreography. I love when I have like set choreography with dancers. That's my favorite.
Oh, good for
something
you.
That Lemon had taught me, that it's
I love Lemon.
She's the best. But she had told me, she was just like, it's a privilege that pretty girls can do ugly things because they can always come back to being pretty. Ugly girls don't have that option.
Yeah.
So, and so it's very that. Like, you get to be able to explore those things because the ugly girl doesn't have that option. She that's only very, has that.
I feel like I can hear Lemon saying that too.
Yeah, it sounds meaner out of my mouth, out of Lemon's mouth. It's just like, yes.
Facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
She says facts, it in yes. a rap and you're just like, that's a hit.
That's a hit. Yeah. Amazing. I know. She might have said it different too. This is something she said like a while ago, so I'm trying to just remember it. But anyways, yeah, that's where I'm kind of going from it. Oh, you sleepy little babe.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. You didn't sleep last night. All right, where are we? So I'm not sure if we can chat about this, but this is definitely something that I have been wondering about for a really long time. The Survivor tape.
Oh.
I'm a big fan of Survivor. And
me
I love
too.
I love your Survivor tape. I need to know if you're watching 45 right now and... is Selena on Survivor something that we can hope for in the future? Because I would personally love that.
I would love to be on Survivor. Did you see this first episode and that boy who's a super fan, he couldn't like go up the ladder?
Oh, they had the panic attack on the ladder and he couldn't get up? I was like, he's so me.
I'm like, exactly. I was like, is that what... would that happen to me if I were there? I would hope not, but it's so funny. So there's a time where I had quit drag. I'm mm-hmm. such a like... I had quit drag because I'm like, it's too expensive. I can't afford this. Like, fuck it. I'm just going to. And I was working at In-N-Out Burger at the time. So I had quit drag and then I quit In-N-Out Burger and I got a job at a gym. It's called Barry's Boot Camp. Like, I don't know.
Oh, hot. You worked at a Barry's? Oh, woof. Mm-hmm.
I worked at the smoothie bar. So I would make like protein shakes and stuff for people. And also, like, there was this kind of like West Hollywood where I live is very like, white masculine toxic gaze, right? So yeah, I was yeah. like, let me insert myself in an area that I'm so uncomfortable because I'm like, I want to get my body together, and what better way to like make me do that than like be so insecure around all these
I was gonna
guys.
Say a fucking bitch. I was gonna say Barry's Boot Camp on West Hollywood, I would rather lay in traffic. Like, I wouldn't even want to go in there.
Judgy.
Yeah, but like I would, and here I am like blending protein shakes for all these like gays, and like I ended up getting to know all of them, and like they in turn became my fans at the end of the day, because like, you know what I mean, which was really cool. Aww. But then yeah, I had gotten my body snatched at that time, and that's when that Survivor audition tape video had came out of my body was like, yeah, I thought cool. I was. It's so dumb because I look back at that, and at the time I was like, oh, my man boobs, like I'm so chubby, but like. I'm like, I wish I looked like that video again.
Oh my God. Isn't that funny when you think at the time of something and then you see a video later and it's just like, where was my mind in that moment? Yeah. You're still gorgeous today, Selena. I won't have
you
any
are gorgeous.
This.
Yes, you're very gorgeous.
Thank you. I just got a fresh fade, so that's why.
Ooh, it's working for you. I love it.
Yeah,
I love
really
it.
Snatches face. So are you going to try again for Survivor?
So I had never submitted that tape. That was more just something I made for, I was making to submit, but I never did because I ended up doing drag. So then I auditioned for Drag Race instead. And so then I kind of just made Drag Race my little goal. But, I would love to, I think now that I've been on Drag Race and like, it's part of the Paramount Plus MTV world, I think yes. I may have a chance to like do Survivor. But we'll see. But I definitely, Survivor, Big Brother, I would love to be a part of it.
I mean, I feel like Survivor. I would so watch you on either of those. I don't typically watch a normal season, but if you were on there, I would absolutely watch. Like,
I love Survivor. Survivor is so queer-coded now. It's full of
really?
Vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so gay. It's so gay.
Everyone's trans. Everyone's gay. Everyone's a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gotten so much better.
Oh, I have to go back on. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This recent episode, it was so good. The one girl like peaced out because she was like, this just like really isn't for me. And I was just like, me, bitch.
I was like watching it. And I was like, low key, I missed the seasons where like everyone was hot and like,
yeah,
it's very douchey. But like, I love the inclusion and everything. But I was also like, hold on. There's used to be seasons where like everyone's just a bombshell and
models, like literal models.
It was very that, like for the first 40 seasons. Yeah.
But now you just get one who's just like so hot that you're just like humping the TV because there's only one of them. So you're just so thirsty for them.
And what I love on Survivor is whenever like, cause they're always in their underwear, like they're walking around in their underwear all day and they're always wet. And I'm like,
Cork swords everywhere. You just see balls flapping all over the place.
Yes.
Did you watch last season?
Yeah.
You, jam, did you jam. Like, you were a jam jam girl or did you like,
I liked Carolyn.
See, I wanted to fuck the shit out of Carson, but then I found out he was straight.
Oh, was he? Yes.
The NASA twink, the hot NASA twink.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm straight. And I was like, my whole world is falling apart around me.
Yeah, so. I mean.
I just love the term NASA twink. I'm fascinated. I need to know more.
I saw Cynthia come out of frame like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. My little NASA twink.
I don't think they would let twinks into space. Right? That sounds dangerous.
They shouldn't.
No, that's why he's got it. He's working on the he's on the Earth team. They don't go up. Yeah, he's staying on Earth.
Yes. Yeah. Did y'all ever hear about Demon Twink, the one on the boat in New York?
No, tell me everything.
I don't remember. But it was like it was a thing. Demon Twink.
Well, I know what a Demon Twink is, but I didn't know there was an original Demon Twink.
There was like an occurrence in New York on a yacht or something, and like this Demon Twink was just
demonizing. A faggot.
Yeah.
Demonizing twinks. Doing I find most twinks to be demons, but
that's kind of what I thought. Yeah. I was like, aren't they all? Aren't they
all? It was so funny. I'm like, what twinks do I know? And like Sugar and Spice are twinks. They're like literal twinks. Yeah.
Like they are the king like, of twinks. Like
they run twink kingdom. Yeah.
Twinkville.
Twinkville. Yeah. It's like the Lollipop Guild, but it's just no body hair and blue eyes everywhere.
Ugh, work.
And then 10 pack abs.
Yeah. But they never have to work out for it. It just exists. The ab just exists.
I was literally just talking to a friend of mine about how I would break a twink. Like, I think I would literally break one.
Yeah, same. But it's fun.
Like, yeah, I would break one. Are you a twink?
Me?
No, she's talking about me. Yeah. Sometimes people still classify me as that. I think I'm like an aging twink. Like,
yeah, she's like an overgrown twink.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Like twunk territory because I'm starting to work on my fitness, but I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. I said that once and someone scoffed and I was like, okay, well, I don't know.
I'm on a roster knee. Because you don't really weightlift. You get very Pilates, you know?
Exactly. So maybe that keeps it twink-coated. I don't know.
Yeah, that's strong core.
Yeah, strong
core.
Exactly.
Now, Selena, is there anything that you want to like promo or chat about there? Let the Canadian listeners know that they were to see you?
I was in Calgary like 3 weeks ago or a month ago. That was really cool. A lot of poutine was eaten. I liked one that I had. Another one, it was like this yellow hollandaise sauce that was not good.
No.
That one was not good. But no. I think I'm a sucker for carbs and cheese, so like I'm gonna gobble it down regardless. But so I've been to Calgary. I'm excited to like venture and go and explore the rest of Canada.
Oh yeah. We've gotta get you everywhere else.
Poutine everywhere.
Yes. But I loved it. It was so much fun. And so there's that. I would love to come to Canada more. But I am working on music. I had done Pride this past Pride, like as a Rue girl, and it was like I was on some massive stages with like really amazing audiences, like packed. I felt like Beyonce on some of them. And I would like, after the fact, I was like, why am I lip syncing other people's music? Like for Pride, like I saw Shea Coulee at Market Days and I was like, she just did her entire like discography basically. And it was sickening. She was like Beyonce. So I was like, I want to be prepared for Pride next year. So I'm kind of working on a little EP of like a set of music of my own that I can perform
at Pride next year. That's so smart.
And everywhere. So that's kind of in the works and it's coming and I'm very excited because I feel like it sounds very different than anything a drag queen's put out before. So I'm very excited.
I love that. Ooh,
very amazing. Cool. I can't wait. How would you describe it quickly? Like what kind of genre?
Urban Latino.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Can you imagine?
It.
She's like hyper pop,
orchestra.
Orchestra. Flute. It's actually just ballads. It's just ballads.
A jazz flute hit.
A jazz flute with banger. It's more like Kenny G kind of vibe. Yeah.
It's like 90s power ballads.
I mean, I'd be so excited. I love a 90s power ballad.
That would be iconic.
Features an elbow.
I mean, I love that. So just to kind of wrap things up, we do have like this cute little lightning round. Very chill. Just whatever first comes to your mind, we just pop to that one. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start. Is that cool, Synth? Amazing. So, Takis or Hot Cheetos?
Oh, that's so rude. Oh, God. Okay, so here's the thing. Takis, I love the flavor of Takis better than Hot Cheetos. I feel like they're spicier and the mm-hmm. flavor's different. Mm-hmm. But I like the texture of Hot Cheetos better.
So, if there was a mix, you would say?
Oh, period. Yeah. If they had a little bit of the Takis recipe over there. Because, like, the Hot Cheetos, you really taste the red dye. You know? Like, it's artificial as fuck. But, like, Takis is too. But there's, like, a kick to it that's really good.
Yeah, I got some Takis upstairs.
That you don't notice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you a sweet or salty girl?
I'm a salty girl. I love salt. I love salt and savory. I love pretzels. I love bread. I love bread. I love bread. I love crunching. I like texture in my mouth. I don't like super sweet candies and stuff. I'm not crazy.
Oh, okay. Denim or fringe?
Ooh, fringe. Because shake your titties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good movement.
Shake your STDs. Yeah,
titties will forever be known as titties on the podcast.
Yes, titties.
Okay, Hello Kitty or Barbie?
Oh, Hello Kitty, for sure. Really? Oh, so cute.
That look Selena did with the full Hello Kitty dress, that was so cute. Very cool. Wasn't it like you look like a birthday cake or something on Drag Race? You had one of your looks?
That was her quinceañera. Oh, it was at the finale. She wasn't Hello Kitty, but she looked very Hello Kitty.
I thought you had a Hello Kitty something or other.
No, it was a quinceañera dress.
Yeah, oh, I could have sworn it was like Hello Kitty coated. Either way, it brought me there. It
gives Hello Kitty fantasy. But like, I love Hello Kitty's friends. Like that frog. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You love frogs. You love frogs. You've brought up frogs like five times.
Oh, wow, I have. Yikes. Oh, God.
You love a frog.
She just likes frogs.
She's a frog leg. So only one for the rest of your life, Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram?
You're not feeling your TikTok fantasy right now?
Oh, my God. So when TikTok first came out, they hired a bunch of creatives to help kind of start the platform. TikTok didn't know what TikTok was yet. So here we're gonna hire a bunch of different creatives and you guys just make videos and we'll see what happens. So they were paying us $500 a month to post 15 videos a month. Mm-hmm. And there's a big batch of girls that all got booked for this and half of them dwindled down and stopped doing it or wasn't asked back. And I did it for 3 months. I was a TikTok sponsored girly and I was doing TikToks for 3 months, but they were not what TikToks are today. It was me doing makeup tutorials and it was just because we didn't know what the platform was. And then as they started to get the groove of what the app was, they were okay, we're not gonna work with you anymore, thank you.
Goodbye. Interesting.
I love it.
So they're dead to you. Fuck TikTok.
No, I just feel TikTok is such a young person's
old are you?
I turned 33. Probably by the time this comes out, I'll be 33. I'm 33.
Oh, are you a Libra?
Mm-hmm.
Happy
early birthday. I love a Libra. I don't think you're, first of all, you're not old, but
I feel old. Watching these kids do TikToks anywhere and everywhere, it's a lot of work. They don't get enough credit, these TikTokers.
I know, it's hustle. It's so much work. It's hustle.
Anytime I get into face and I make three videos, I'm just I am a young genius. I've made three videos. Oh my God. You know, and they're making 40 at a time. I could never.
Yes, very that.
Seriously. Well, seriously. Selena, it has been such a pleasure having you on the podcast. God, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you so much for having me. I was it was so funny because like at DragCon, like I'm guilty of this. Like I don't really recognize a lot of the girls from the international season, so I felt really bad. But I recognized Juicebox for sure when I had seen you. Slay.
Crushed it. Suck it, other girls.
Take that,
bitches.
So when you asked me, I was like, oh my God, of course. I would love to. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. Go follow Selena on all of her socials. Follow up on all of that music. Be in her DMs being like, give us the songs. We want them. And thank you so much for being on. And we will chat with you next time, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Ah, what a fab interview.
So much fun. Thanks for taking the lead. I feel like you guys had so many common interests. It was like perfect. But you know,
I was just looking for an excuse to talk about Survivor, really.
Well, I didn't realize it was so queer-coded. I thought...
So like, good.
I had no idea. Do we have to go on? Are we reviewing episodes of Survivor?
Honestly, maybe. I would love that.
Juice's face lit up brighter today. I love
Survivor. Here's my thing. So me and Mr. Box started watching Survivor because Survivor was reality TV, something that we could bond over, but it wasn't Drag Race.
Truly.
And I needed something that wasn't Drag Race. So we started watching Survivor, and it's very like what me and Selena were talking about. It's very queer coded now. There's a lot of queer people. It's very inclusive of different body types and different people, different backgrounds. So you get like a lot of really cool, really interesting people on the show now, and watching them try to do these very physical challenges and either succeeding extremely well or like just
break down.
Oh, full breakdown. Full love it. Unable to do anything. And either way, it's good TV. But speaking of good TV, that was a great interview with Selena. She is just so fun.
We love her. Make sure you check her out. When she drops music, you know it's going to be a banger. She has a beautiful voice. She's such a performer that I cannot wait to see. I liked how she acknowledged. She's like, saw all the queens this Pride performing original music. And she was like, I'm going to do that too. Get ready for next year's Prides.
Well, it's kind of one of those things where it's like you see your sisters doing something and you're kind of like, why haven't I done that? Like, why haven't I? It's like me when I do shows with like you and Kendall. I feel like I need to step my game up and I feel inspired because I feel like you guys have this like level of drag that you have. And while mine is different, I'm like, I want to boost mine up. Like, I want mine to kind of be at that level as well and sort of my niche. So it's like you get inspired by your sisters, right?
Totally. I always think that's great to surround yourself by people that maybe intimidate you a little bit. It just rubs off on you. So it's, you know, why not?
Yes.
But yeah, fabulous interview with Selena. I want us to get more of the season 15 girlies.
I really want Lucy. I want Lucy so bad.
Once contracts loosen up over time, that'll help.
Mm-hmm. I know. Maybe we could like be in Lucy's ear, like, hello.
No, I've been in Lucy's ear. She's been really respectful, but she's just been like, just wait.
She's been like, bitch.
Please wait. Because I'll comment on her stories being like, literally like the definition of perfect drag. Like, and she'll see my questions about coming on the podcast from months ago. And she'll just be like, hey, I never responded with the answers the same. Just one sec. Like,
I think we're so annoying.
We're so annoying. But we'll never stop being those girlies because we do it for you, SQ cuties.
Yes. I will hound girls in their DMs. I will have people hate me.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it for you, and I don't care.
We're not going to name names, but we also tried to collaborate with another podcast recently, and I was thinking about it the entire interview because Juice told me right before we started to record that another queen has come out with a show. We asked, can we collab? Like, we come on your show, you come on ours.
No, it wasn't even that. I just asked to have them on. I didn't ask to be on theirs. I asked if they wanted to come on and promote theirs. Yeah, yeah.
And they respectfully declined.
They said no.
We got snubbed.
Which is fair. Like, if they don't want you, it's fine. We can be snubbed.
It's not fine. I'm devastated. I'm devastated.
You never
say no to the pretty girl.
You can't say no to God's favorite. I'm used to the no. So I was just like, oh, okay, cool. Cynthia was like, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Literally. I was like, oh, this has affected my day. We got to get her back. We got to make them jealous.
Cynthia's going to be calling this person being like, listen, just hear me out. Just hear me out. Seriously. It's really fun. But you know what else is really fun?
What's fun, Juice?
We have an audience question.
oh my God, yay. That'll make me feel better.
Yes. Do you want to hear from Peter?
I do want to hear from Peter.
All right, let's go, Peter.
Hi, girls. This is Peter from St. Louis. Firstly, Juicebox, one time me and my partner passed by you outside of Roscoe's in Chicago, and we were like, was that Juicebox? And it turned out it was you. Anyway, my question would probably have to be, if you guys were to compete on an All-Stars or Versus the World season, who would you want to most compete with and why? Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for such a good podcast. Bye-bye.
Aw, bye, Peter.
Bye, Peter. Well, Peter, next time say hi.
What was in the background? What was in the background? I couldn't tell if there was like a shower or a bus.
It sounded like air conditioning to me.
Oh, stay cool, Peter. Yeah. Think cool stay thoughts. Cool. Mm-hmm. So you have warming. You have a stalker. No, I'm just kidding. But they saw you. They saw you in Chicago.
I know. I love when people see me and say hi. Like, I love personally, like, go out of your way, say hi to me, unless we're at a funeral. That was weird. But if it's like out and stuff and you drive by, like, give me a little honk. Give me a little hi. I love it.
It doesn't happen to us to this point where we're like, let me live my life. Like, no. even last week when Ella Vidae was talking about being famous and like at clubs how she can't enjoy herself, like she gets really bothered by people. Like, people come up to her tons. It happens to me, but not to this point where I'm like, I can't live my life. So I don't know.
Diva, first out on season one. I'm good. Yeah. I'm incognito going through that crowd. Nobody knows, you know? Right? So if you ever want to come say hi. It feels nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. And do it in front of Kendall Jenner and don't recognize her. Just recognize Juice and I.
Oh, my God. That would just
She'll handle it really well. I just know her. It wouldn't bother her at all.
Did you see? No, we're not. We'll talk about it later. So who would I want to compete with on an All-Stars or a Versus? Now, I'm going to say, I feel like we've answered the Versus before, so I'm going to say All-Stars, like okay, Canada cool. All-Stars.
I love that.
I would want it to be, I would 100% want, I would want you there, obviously.
I was going to say, we need to do this together so that we just
have
like,
to do it together so
havoc.
We could just be absolute chaos demons together. I would love a little bit of
Justice for Tainomi.
I would want Tainomi. I would want Fearsalicious just because that would be chaos and chaos put together. Fearsalicious and Tainomi are already chaos at a show, that it would be incredible gold. I would almost like Eve 6000 there because I feel like the looks would be top tier. And also I do love her drama. So I think that would be totally. Super fun. And her and I fight really easily. So I would mm-hmm. love that. Mm-hmm. I would love a little bit of Pythia.
Ooh, Pythia. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like a Suki, a moment from Suki.
See, I was thinking a Suki too. You read my mind.
So that we really make sure we get those looks, honey.
Yes.
And then she wouldn't help anyone else, so they'd all look
good. She would never. She would go, oh, dude.
Sorry, girls. My calendar was very full. And then she wouldn't dress anyone else. I wonder if she was competing, what she would do. Would she still make looks for the other girls? She's classy enough that I feel like she might find a way to do both.
She would, but she would make it like just kind of garbage.
Just that little bit less. Yeah.
A little bit less nice, and hers is just a little bit nicer. But that's mm-hmm. that's what I would kind of say. I'm trying to think about anybody else. Do you know what? Controversial but brave, Kine.
That's an awesome choice. Justice for Kine. Yeah.
Justice for Kine. Sure. I feel like Kine would come back and she would get such a good storyline and she would be like top 3.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she would come and she would get that, like, Roxy Andrews, like, redemption storyline.
But we need to pick someone. Oh, you picked Fierce. But anyone else from season 4? Irma, maybe? Sorry. I said 4. I guess 3 is the most recent season.
I was like, don't say anyone from season 4. yes, he's like, oh,
no one. No one knows those.
We don't know anyone from season 4.
I don't know. You're talking about how I could do that. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't even think it's shot yet. I have no idea. But yeah, Irma. I would say Irma too. My daddy could be there.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Peter, thank you for calling in. I hope you liked our chaotic answer because it was all over the place, but. That's us. That's life. That's the podcast. That's yeah. Oh, another interview in the bag. So fun.
Yes. I know, and I'm just finalizing our interview for next week, so I can't say it just in case it doesn't pull through, but I have a feeling you guys are going to love next week's guest.
Oh, I'm so excited. We'll talk more about it. I'll be like nervous if she comes on. I think it'll be a fun episode.
Really? I would be too, just for I don't know what she's going to say.
That's what I mean. She's very honest. I love it.
She's very honest. But love you guys so much. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. And again, the tickets for Semi-Qualified Queens Live are live right now. So if you are in Banff during Pride season and you want to see us on October 14th, come on out. It'll be a fun time. Tickets aren't very expensive.
Please come.
Please come. Please.
Each week we just like grovel on the podcast. All right. If you want to check us out on Instagram, it's Semi-Qualified Queens Pod. Twitter is at SQQPOD using the hashtag Semi-Qualified Questions. You can email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Or if you want your beautiful voice on the pod, you can send us a voice note at speakpipe.com/SQQpod. That's speakpipe.com/SQQpod. We love you guys so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Does it look like I'm walking?
It does. You're just like that TikTok trend. You look great.
NPCs.
NPCs.
Ice cream.